afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, July 12th. Can we have roll call, please?
Thank you. Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Schneider? Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Sweeney? Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
We'll start with the administrative agenda, item B1. The meeting minutes.
Item B1 is the meeting minutes for June 28th, 2016.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Can I get a second?
I have a correction, please.
I need a second first. Did anybody second?
All right.
I'll second.
Okay, now.
All right, under item G2.
Yep.
Let's see, where was it? No, I'm sorry. It was item G3. This is number four.
Okay.
So the third sentence, a cursory calculation shows about 20% lot coverage. This is actually not my intent of this statement. It's the ratio of house square feet to lot square feet, so that is not technically lot coverage.
So it's more a floor area ratio.
It's more a floor area ratio. Whether it was my fault in speaking or the recording, it's floor area ratio. Thank you.
Okay, so noted. Chair Branch, Vice Chair Smith, you were not here at the last meeting, so I think
I was not.
Yeah.
Oh, we need someone else to make the motion.
That's correct.
Got it.
I'll make the motion to approve with the amendment or revision.
Well, for the meeting minutes, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any other comments? All those in... Oh, wait a minute. One, two, three. We're good. All those in favor?
That can vote on this?
Aye. No, but we still have four, so that's okay.
Okay.
Item B2, Planning Director Report.
Okay. Good afternoon, Chair and members. So, as you know, Mr. Hyman resigned, so we have an open seat for a landscape professional, and the city clerk's office has sent out announcements to firms and also people that have been interested in the past. So if you know anyone, and send them city clerk's way. And that's all.
I did have one question on that.
Yeah.
On the channel 19 scroll, it says to contact the city clerk. I've also noticed that on the website, it looks like the design review board application is actually available as a PDF. So I wonder if that's kind of like an alternative way rather than having to contact the
That's
city
correct.
Clerk.
Yeah.
Just to go ahead and download
a member, someone can apply and submit. Yes. Just for questions. If there were questions for procedure, they can contact the city clerk.
And my second question is, today it looks like we only have two residents of the city of Goleta. Does that affect any of the decision-making voting?
The quorum constitutes two residents and two professionals.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else on the planning director report? That's it? Okay. Item C, review of agenda.
So everything is on schedule. No continuances on your agenda today, and your next meeting is August 9th, and that is your only scheduled meeting for August thus
right.
far.
Okay. All right, then we move to item D, public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Does anybody here want to speak on that at all? Seeing none, we'll close that and go to item E, the sign calendar.
Thank you, Chair. The Science Subcommittee met today and met with, and I hate to say this, but, Mr. Reich from All Signs and Services on behalf of Brabant Development looked at the project. The project, in short, is a building at the end of Cremona Drive. There's an existing monument sign out front, and they're replacing the signage on the monument sign. There's no change to the monument itself. There is a wall sign on site number two there's a wall sign on the building, and that is being updated to the new signage. The new logo. They don't have a design anymore. It's just the words Medtronic.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2 feet at the top band. They're 2 feet high, and the original logo on the existing sign is also 2 feet high. So mm-hmm. there's a comparison. And then at spot number three, there's an existing, that smaller version wall sign, but it's hidden, totally hidden by palm trees. And so they are proposing to drop it down to the lower band with the size specified. The mm-hmm. applicant met with us, but we kind of ended up with a split decision here. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, I'm just giving an overview. But member Shelor felt that the sign, everybody liked the ones that spots number one and two. Number three, Bill felt that the size of the lettering is a bit much, where it's located on the lower band.
Mm-hmm.
Might be, even though it's the same size as the other ones, just its location might call for it to be reduced in size. I felt it was okay, and member Carol was kind of felt it might be okay, but it could do maybe with being a bit smaller. So at that, so we're deferring to the board.
Okay.
And these gentlemen, I just gave a synopsis, and my two fellow members are more than encouraged to make the case as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's bring the applicant up and.
Go ahead. I'm gonna.
I think Member Smith introduced it pretty well.
Okay.
From a planning standpoint, there's not much to talk about. It's mainly a design question.
Go ahead.
So if you have any questions for the applicant, he's here. But
I don't have any questions, and I think you explained it pretty well. And Member Whelan and I were actually sitting in the audience watching that, so I think
I had noticed.
I think we have a grasp, but I mean, people at home watching on TV need to hear it and understand it and stuff. So,
no, I have nothing else to add. I basically what it is proposed.
Dennis, do you have any comments?
A question, please. How big is that spandrel height that proposed on number three site? Could you tell me that?
The sign band area is 52 inches high in the height of the sign band area. Mm-hmm. The length of it is what I believe. I couldn't tell exactly the length, but the building is 335 feet long per the site plan.
So the height ratio is 24 inches to 52 inches.
Yes.
Thank you.
And that's it? No comments or anything?
No, the proposal seems fine to me. I understand the comments. It may be a bit large or cramped, but I feel this is acceptable.
I guess I would agree with that. Given all the planting around it and how it actually looks in there, I think I'm comfortable with it. I guess to that end. does somebody want to, are we ready to try a motion on it as a full board?
I would move for, we're looking for design review. For design, is that design approval?
Design review approval.
Okay. I would move for design review approval as submitted.
Okay. I'll second.
Second. Any discussion?
Just under discussion, it really is a design question, and I'll be able to support this. Just for me. Seeing the actual signage installed that's come before this board, in many cases, it seems to end up being larger than I originally anticipated or seemed depicted. So that's that was a concern that I had, that some of the signage that we've actually seen installed turns out to be larger than, for me personally, than what I thought it was going to look like. And
got it.
Otherwise, I'd be able to support this.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, have a good day.
You too.
And that'll take us to item F1.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item F1 is the Valerjev residential attic conversion located at 408 Pacific Coast Road, case number 1608058-DRB.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Can we get declarations?
No site visit since the original one, no ex parte.
I'm familiar with the neighborhood, but I had not made any specific site visits and no ex parte.
I've had no additional site visit or ex parte since the original.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
I have visited the site and not had ex parte conversations.
Okay.
Okay, I'm stepping in for Joe. He's on vacation, so.
Okay.
This project came before you May 24th. Here's some minutes of your comments. And so the applicant has addressed, I believe, most of your comments. I think he's bringing in some window design details that were not in your in your plans. So we'll just let Carlos?
Yeah, Carlos, I'll go ahead and start with that comment. So I'll start off with that comment. Originally, we had two double hungs and a fixed window on the street elevation, and I think it was brought up that it was an egress condition, and so we did have to change those windows out. They originally were double hungs.
Right.
So we went ahead and replace those with two casements that swing out,
okay,
and the fixed window. The sizes did not change, and the proportions did not change. So we meet our egress conditions out there, and I can show you in section if you want. Our sill height is at 39 inches or something like that. That's okay. Essentially the same elevation, but just with the casements on the end,
where,
as opposed to the two double hungs.
Okay.
While we're on the elevation, I think one of the minor comments was related to some drafting errors, and so we did correct those here.
Right.
And in this elevation there. So that was a minor one. The other one related to, they wanted me to look at the rain gutter situation. So let's go to the roof plan.
Why is this all?
Oh. Speaking of rain gutters, we need some for this table. Wow. Very appropriate. So anyways, existing, we have rain gutters along this line, and this line, those eaves. This is our new roof area. So I did a rain gutter and vertical downspout calculation, and so the existing rain gutters and downspouts will service the design area of the new roof there.
Got it.
So that was a comment. Truthfully, I think that was the bulk of the comments, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Just a question about the roof vents. Was there any?
Oh yeah, so we did. Well, what I did is to address that comment on the demolition plan. I have made a key note here: remove and reroute existing roof fence to be behind existing roof ridgeline, away from street view.
Right.
And so we just kind of made a little note here because it's the plumbing vent, so the other side of the ridge. So I'm hoping that'll stay away from the street elevation. It'll be a nice clean roof line.
We're talking about plumbing vents, not attic vents.
Right.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Right. So we did make it as a keynote on the demo plan.
Great.
Okay, great. Any other questions?
Yes.
Dennis?
I was not a part of the original review. I think the concept is very fine. I had one observation about the windows that you just mentioned previously. Mm-hmm. Does the sill, how close does the sill come to the roof?
It comes right, so I have a section of that. It comes right up to the...
Yeah. Right here?
Yeah, I'll show you in section here.
I have a caution about doing that. There's a terrible problem with splashback mm-hmm. and leaking into the sill
right.
when the roof comes that close to the sill. There should be some breathing room there of like at 6 inches or so. Mm-hmm. It looks great, though. Mm-hmm. My caution is that it won't work that great.
Okay. I agree with that.
So you're free to go ahead and do it. I'm just cautioning you that it's going
to
leak.
Well, you've got a few inches to meet your egress, so you're fine. I would highly recommend pushing that up
a little bit higher. Okay.
At least four inches.
That's right.
Okay.
Because you will get into a flashing problem there.
Actually think it'll look better too with a little breathing room there. In there.
True.
Okay. Yeah. At that point, I was more interested in the egress, but you're right. That's
okay.
Any other questions? Comments? Start this way this time, Bill.
I really like the collaboration that has occurred on this project and your responsiveness to the comments, which I think it was a good idea to start with, and I think this has made it better. So, good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't have any comments because I was not involved in this. The times this came before the board were times that I was absent.
Okay. Anything, Aaron?
No, I think you've done a great job.
Okay, cool. Dennis?
Yes, I think projects like this are a good example of what can happen for the other similar units in the neighborhood. So I commend you for this particular design and its impact on future additions.
Great, thank you.
And we have findings if the board is ready to make...
Terrific.
...motion and action.
Yeah. You want to make a motion, Bill?
Yeah, let me go ahead and attempt to do this. The big issue in a project like this is neighborhood compatibility, and this will be different than the other homes there, though there are the two-story homes and build-outs on the second floor. And I think this is a good precedent and shows some creativity and is an improvement over the current look. So I think that this is an upgrade in the neighborhood overall. The quality of architectural design is good. The fact that the applicant was able to incorporate suggestions from the design review board, I think, has improved the architectural design. I don't think landscape design was a part of this project, and there weren't any zoning issues associated with it. So based on being able to make the findings, I'd move this project be approved as Great. Submitted.
Great. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
One abstention.
And one abstention. Okay, motion okay. carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
All right. And that takes us to item F2, and that'll mean you stay right there, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
Item F2 is the Tierra Contracting Edition, located at 5484 Overpass Road, case number 15-153 DRB.
Declarations?
Mm-hmm. Oh, declarations from everybody?
No site visit since the original site visit and no ex parte.
No further site visits, no ex parte.
I've not visited the site and no ex parte.
No further site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit and no ex parte.
Okay. So this project came before you in February 23rd, and then for conceptual comments, and the applicant needed to obtain a development plan amendment, which has been processed, so now it's back before you for design review. And there were some comments. So I think I'll just let the architect go over the comments. I believe we... Oh, okay. So the comments are in your staff report, 1 and 2 items.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Greetings. All right, state your name.
Glenn Deisler, AB Design. So I believe, yeah, the comments from the previous meeting were pretty minor. There were, I believe, only two. One was about a landscaping item, a suggestion for a tree in a parking island, and the other one was a architectural feature of some sort at the gable of the addition building. Okay. So there's also been a bit of changes to the plan. Basically, we've modified the position of the trash area and the handicap parking from what you previously had seen, and incorporated the trash area in an alternate location that was less visible from the entry. The trash used to be over here, and this was handicap parking here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've located handicap over on this side of this island here, this sidewalk area. It's still accessible straight to the main entry. And trash we located sort of on the side over here to get it away from the entry.
Okay.
The only other, obviously that affected some of the parking layouts that you see here and here. The other items had to do with the parking layout for this area here, which is just mostly planning comments, basically listing the parking that's required.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a big open lot.
If I could just ask a question right now, because the issue that movement of that handicapped parking space, is there a little island on one side of it and a wall on the other side of it, or is it a blocked in space?
It's actually just a sidewalk on one side, and then there's a common aisle where you would access for, you know.
Okay, so somebody were to need to use a wheelchair on either side of a car, they'd have access to be able to do that?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Other than that, we're just addressing the planning comments. There hasn't been any changes to doors, windows, roofs, anything else. So I do have a color board that I don't believe we reviewed as part of the last meeting.
Okay.
And I'll get to maybe an elevation sheet to kind of describe that. This is the area right here of the trash that was relocated.
Okay.
And there you see kind of position of the tree in the planning in the island of the parking.
Okay.
So basic elevations are stucco, metal roof, and metal windows. As far as it's concerned on the materials, again, a dark bronze for the cladding of the doors and windows.
Mm-hmm.
For the metal roof, that's kind of a sample, but this is a little bit better of a color chart for the slate gray. So it's the bronze, the gray. We have a couple wood elements, screening elements for around different areas for either the trash or a kind of a picnic area for employees. So we're using sort of a aged wood look. And for the stucco, these drawings are showing mostly off-white.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that maybe the gray is really the better of the choices versus a Navajo white. That is pretty much all of the items that were asked to be reviewed. So I'll happily answer questions.
Okay. Any questions, Bill? No.
No. No questions here.
Okay. Anybody else down there? Questions?
Was there a response to number two, add some sort of window or decorative detail on the gable end of the west elevation, or did I miss that discussion?
Yeah, there's an architectural feature, sort of a faux dove coat that would be traditionally done in a plaster gable.
Thank you.
Okay.
The roof on the trellis, is that going to be the same as the building?
It's an open roof on the, when you say trellis, is it the entry trellis you're talking about? Or
the trash enclosure.
Trash enclosure, yeah. That would be the same roof.
Okay.
All right. How about comments?
I was just going to say, it's unfortunate that this project is kind of tucked back behind. Your employees well appreciate that, and that's a good thing. And the people that work there and visit there, not a lot of people know that how do you even get to that property there, but you do see it off the 217, and this is the part that will be visible, potentially, while driving on the 217. So that is something that, when seen, will be something that will be nicer. I like the dove effect on the gables, the articulation there. I think that's a nice little just feature that really makes a big difference. I think this is a good project, and I'll be able to support this as is.
Okay, Tom?
Same here. I'll be able to support this. I think it's well designed. I like it. I think it's a nice response to the needs that these folks had.
Okay.
I'll echo those comments.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree with all those comments. One sidebar discussion on this conceptual image. There's a little sign above the front door that says Tierra. It's neither here nor there, but will that go through any kind of review, or is that just some sort of suggestion?
It is a suggestion at this point.
It's not a proposal. Right.
Well, it's not detailed here at all, that's for sure. I don't believe there's any signage on the building at all right now.
Yeah, I agree. I actually did have a question. And that is, why no windows on this elevation?
We might have talked about that last time.
I mean, it's a break room and it's a big blank wall. Unless there's noise or something coming from the other side, it's like you're missing out on eastern light if people...
Yeah, it's Overpass Road has four dog pounds or rescue areas. And this property is literally right adjacent to one of them. The applicants have had windows on this portion of the existing the building for quite a long time. Believe it or not, they've gotten quite used to the sound of barking dogs, but they didn't want to bring any more of it into the building.
I guess.
And it literally faces a fence, and
nope,
there's no view at all.
Yep, no problem.
Especially if that's the area that has the pen for the little yappy dog.
All right, so the only question I have, or I guess clarification, is that you're proposing the gray over the Navajo white.
Yeah, this was done a while ago in February, and at the time we were debating it. After looking at it today again, I would propose to go with the gray.
I would support that. I think the gray is it's a cool color, whereas the Navajo white's more of a warm color, and I think that plays better off both the roof and the doors and the lighting and the wood, for that matter. So I think that's a better choice. Everybody concur with that?
Yes.
All right. So
you have findings in your staff report?
Somebody want to give me a motion for that?
Okay.
I would like to make a motion for design review approval with the findings that this design is compatible with the neighborhood, the size, with its size, bulk, and scale, and with its layout. I think it fits the site well and addresses the needs without unduly impinging upon the neighbors. And that also covers item three. It's has a harmonious relationship with existing and proposed adjoining developments. It's probably going to be an improvement to public views because it's visible from the highway there, and this is definitely improvement over what's there at the time. We find that there's a harmony of material, color, and composition on all the sides. The amount of materials it's not overly done. It's done. It's quite well. It's all the way down, all the findings that they have in quality of architectural design. The landscape design, we note that you added the tree on the little finger planter. I think the landscaping is appropriate to the design and it fits everything. And it has sufficient parking. Public health, safety, and welfare is not jeopardized in any way, and so it passes for zoning as well.
Great. Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion? Okay. Thank you very much.
The cover board.
Yes. Is this a new set?
It is. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is this going to set a record?
No. I don't think so.
Item G1 is the Hampton Inn Facade Improvements, located at 5665 Hollister Avenue, case number 16061-DRB.
Everybody visit the site?
Recent site visit, no ex parte.
Recent site visit, no ex parte.
I will say recent site visit, no ex parte.
Familiar with the site, no ex parte.
I have visited the site and no ex parte discussions.
Mr. Chair, if I may, so we do not have the applicant present for this project. Apparently they're out in Maryland, is that right, Brian?
Correct.
And it seems a fairly straightforward project, and if there were any issues that arise from the board, we would, you know, you can continue. But hopefully Brian can take this through and answer all questions. And you can take action, even if the applicant's not here.
Okay, so real quick, we have the Hampton Inn, which is in Old Town. They're proposing some minor changes to the exterior, including some stone veneer and some exterior lighting fixtures. Originally, they had proposed to make some paint color changes as well, although they've backed off on that and are essentially proposing like-for-like on the back, or at the paint colors for the building. So what they're bringing forward today...
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Could you say that one more time?
They're not proposing... they're proposing to essentially... It's a slight color change. It's almost like-for-like on the colors. Originally, they had some... different shades of different colors, but they've gone back to something that's more like what's existing currently.
And so what's provided in our packet is what they're...
What's provided on those pictures is existing. Okay. So the labels are referencing the new paint colors, although the new paint colors are very, very similar to the existing.
Okay.
The photos are also referencing the stone veneer. Scott, if you could pull it down onto the... Oh. It's there. Never mind. So camouflaged, I couldn't see it. So basically what they've provided for presentation are paint samples, sample of the stone veneer, and then the lighting fixtures. The pictures basically point to where these changes would go, and each of the exhibits has a number on them that corresponds with the color example stone veneer.
And the fixtures are going to replace existing fixtures.
Correct. Yeah. So on the photos, you can see some of the existing fixtures. They're fairly run of the mill.
Yeah. The big colonial things that
right.
are there. Yeah.
So they're kind of upgrading those to a little bit. I don't know what kind of style you would call that. More modern, I guess.
What I didn't know was which fixtures. Going where?
So they on the fixture sheets, mm-hmm. it identifies at the top right there.
Oh, I see.
There's yeah. a kind of an identification number.
WS1, WS2.
And so it correlates to the photos.
One is happening right.
Okay, got
around
it.
Around there. And then EXWS2 is going to be across there.
That's going to be all places. Those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you're mulling that over, from a processing standpoint, okay. you'll notice on the agenda that it's agendized for revised design review. So the intent here is to, we're not really bringing this to, we're not considering the original approval. The idea is how these minor revisions fit in with the original approval for the design of the hotel, right? So the only findings you really have to make are simply aesthetic. We don't really have to change the original approval finding for the hotel itself. So that's kind of why it was separated out on the agenda.
Yeah. And so if we're okay with it, do we still have to make findings and
for revised design?
Revised
yeah.
design. Okay.
Although not full findings, you're just making findings specific to the design elements that are related to the changes, right?
No.
So you don't have to do all the findings of size, bulk, and scale, neighborhood, maybe neighborhood compatibility. I'll leave that to the board.
Okay.
So it's not the full set of findings.
Got it. Does anybody have any questions for the applicant? And by applicant, I mean Brian.
I do. The first light fixture cut sheet, EXWS-1, how does that work? The second light fixture, I get that totally. It's a wall-mounted downlight, and I can see where the bulb is hidden, so it's dark sky compliant. I get EXWS-2, exactly how that works, but I'm mystified about EXWS-1.
Yeah, not being an expert myself, I can't really answer that question. The applicant is going to be watching this when it's uploaded to our website. So can you flesh out that question a little more? Are you concerned with how much light it's going to be emitting, or flesh that out a little bit so that when she watches it, she can respond?
I'm wondering where the light source is contained within this, and I'm assuming light comes out through the little gaps that running up all up the outside of it. But where else? Does it stand off from the wall a certain bit? Is it flush mounted against the wall? Is there light coming out from behind this thing all around the borders?
Does it go out or down? Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
don't know the answer to that question, so we'll have them address that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
If you wanted at comments later to make a comment related to that that they can make it an adjustment, that would be helpful too.
Yeah.
You can also condition it to a certain specific.
Anything, Bill?
I don't know if this is a question or comments. Not having the applicant here, and I kind of feel like I'm missing something, even though this may be very minor in detail. At the Port Cochere columns, the ledger stone, do we have any visual simulations of what?
No, the only thing that they provided was the sample board there.
The sample.
Right.
The stone veneer.
It's kind of an important feature, and it looks like it could be very attractive. It just would be nice to see some simulation of visually of how it will look once applied so that that did work or isn't working. And then I'm just referring to the memo that was provided to us. I guess I'm sorry if I'm a little bit skeptical, but it says the wall sconce is larger, which will be much more proportional. And I'd just like to try and see maybe some visual proof that is true.
They're talking about this one. It's larger than the original. So.
If a larger one is more proportional than that, makes sense. I'm not getting that concept. Sorry.
Okay.
Anybody else? Can someone tell me what the call out for the stone is on these photos?
That's EXSG-1.
And I have a question. Where is the...
Oh.
The tall horizontal fixture, EXWS, I believe it's 1. Where does that occur on the plans? On the elevations, rather.
From what I saw, that occurs on the first, trying to think which photograph it is, on the first 8.5 by 11 photo sheet in our packet, right at the entry with the tall arched windows and doors, it's calling for EXWS-1.
Thank you, Tom. I see it.
Now, the thing is, there's a bit of a misnoting on the plan, because if you look at page 3, page 3 shows that part of the building, but it doesn't say anything where those light fixtures are that is being replaced with.
Indeed.
You need to turn your mic on.
I don't know if they're all being replaced or just a couple, but it seems like that's the location where those little exterior lights are around that, I guess that's the lobby or, you know, that two-story that's got high-arched windows. Yeah.
But thank you for pointing that out. It is not clear where those are proposed for unless they're to replace the fixtures that show on page 3, which I can only assume they were. And I would.
That's my assumption, too.
Anybody else have anything?
I'll jump in with the colors. I think the colors are very similar to what is there. They're just making minor tweaks. It's just a little hard for me to understand where the stone veneer, I guess it's just at the entry, the only place the stone veneer is proposed?
I think it's at the entry, but I think it's also at those columns around the side where they have the kind of the plinths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Are we happening here too? Here and here? For the stone?
Yeah, is that the same call out there?
Well, that call out I don't see on our packet.
Well, I see it over here. It says our alternate EXSG1 there. So they're talking here and here.
So wherever we see EXPT-3.
Well, EXSG-1.
Yeah, and here it's saying this, so they're calling out either paint or alternate.
Yeah, EXSG-1.
It'd be nice if it were clarified a bit better.
Yeah.
Instead of saying we might do this or we might do that, to be a little bit bolder and say we want this in this location, which they've almost overdone it so that it's kind of too busy to understand.
Well, it's hard to read. And in some of the photos, they're showing light fixtures without saying what's happening to them. And on other photos, they do show that they do point out the light fixtures. And it's kind of tough to...
And I agree with the comment. It would be nice to see, to know, A, a little bit more about the fixture, but also to see it maybe drawn on the elevation, or at least... even if it's photoshopped on or something, just to kind of get a sense of how that worked.
Yeah.
Dennis, do you have any
comments or questions about
you? Yes.
Well, I agree with the color change. I always thought this building was a little too frantic in its attempt to color different panels, different colors, and these colors tend to tone that down. I think the building will, I realize the intent was to make it read as a village, but I don't think it was that successful. So as far as that goes, the colors are a great improvement. I don't really care for the vertical fixture EXWS1. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with the design, no matter where you put it. And then it would be helpful to know if all of the existing fixtures, whether they're called out or not, are being replaced with EXWS2.
Precisely.
There's a couple different fixture options, but yeah, I would agree. It's not super clear which fixtures are going where. I think it's kind of what your question is, or comment.
So the fixture number 2 seems to be, while it's different from the existing, it does seem to be that it would not be in character with the building. But as I said before, the EXWS1 doesn't seem to be in character at all.
Okay. Are you liking the right-hand fixture
Yes.
The one that Scott's pointing to.
That we'll call it the globe fixture versus the vertical wall fixture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So two is more preferable than one.
Well, the proposal of number two as a replacement for the existing is fine, but it's clear the designer has some different intent for the vertical fixture
right.
on that public room. And I don't think the one that he has chosen is successful.
Okay. Anybody else with any comments?
Yes. My comments march right along with Dennis's. I did a little kind of a sketch on page 3 to kind of see what it would look like if indeed all of those get that elongated EXWS-1 fixture, and it doesn't do anything for the building. It doesn't relate to it. They need to try something else. The other one is good where it's going. Not a problem with that, but that one long narrow light fixture really needs to be changed. And it would be nice if they're more consistent in their photographs so we can see what's going on. It's kind of hard to see what's going on with all the notations and arrows flying all over each page. And, it's just very hard to really understand it. I don't have a problem with the colors.
Okay. Bill, any comments?
I guess I'm agreeing that in saying that EXWS2 for the lighting switch out for the majority of the lighting of the building makes sense. The building does need a paint job, so like for like, will make it updated and refined look without changing its overall character. It is important, the stone cladding, how that actually would look, to have some idea of how that plays in the overall architecture and look of the building. And then the lighting that's along the dining area, that is visible from Hollister Avenue, and this building is intended to be one of the architectural anchors of upgrading of Hollister Avenue. So I think it's important that this lighting be done in scale and proportionality, and so that if it's benign at worst and an upgrade at best, but I think what they potentially are proposing, I would agree, probably doesn't work in terms of EXWS1.
All right, I guess I'll chime in. I would first like to say that I think the colors are great. I'm on board with those. And I think I agree about all the other comments with regards to the light fixtures. WS-2 is fine, and WS-1 seems a little out of place. So it'd be nice to see a different fixture. And then maybe do take a better clarification of what's going where. So many tiny pictures with a gazillion arrows isn't helpful. So it'd be nice to clarify that. All right. Well,
I'll make a suggestion on that.
Yeah.
Maybe on each of these photos, it could be bubble callouts with a legend rather than arrows.
Or, sure.
Or something just more clean. Read.
One final thought for committee members. It occurs to me that the street number 5665 just appears stuck on in an arbitrary place, and that if it's within the purview of the client to relocate that and place it in some situation that's far more in character with the building. So it's just for a discussion amongst the members.
May not have a whole lot of flexibility on that. There, I think it was probably placed because of fire regulations in that location and that size too.
to be sure,
yeah.
But there is some latitude with the fire department about the placement of these things.
Can I kind of summarize what I've gotten so far?
Sure.
So there's been a couple of mentions between
visual simulations versus a kind of bubble call out per photo on what it is actually being changed in each of those photos. What's the preference? Kind of seems like...
Well, in a perfect world, if these guys have the existing plans and could have elevations that point to what goes where, that would work. Or, you know, a larger photo with less arrows, I guess. You know, I mean, if they're literally replacing, you know, what is currently yellow with, you know, EXP2-2 or whatever, they can do that with one arrow, not 15, you know?
I have a larger set of pictures, but the same number of arrows.
Right.
Here with me, so.
Yeah, sure. it's a little busy.
Okay, so from a consensus standpoint, from the board as a whole, I guess, is it visual sims or just more clear photos? Because I think there's two different, that's one is a lot more of a work effort than the other. So
I think the photo, I mean, visual sims is going to be a cost, significant cost to them, I think is unnecessary, and I don't think it's fair to the applicant to do that. But clarification of what they're trying to do where, and to not have alternates. If they're going to do the stone, then do the stone. If they're going to do, which, by the way, I didn't chime in. I think the stone is fine. It's in the same color scheme as the paint. I don't personally have a problem with that. But I think they should be clear about all the places they're going to use it, and not either as an alternate. I mean, either paint or stone, but not one or the other.
Brian, a suggestion on the presentation. It is terribly difficult to understand what goes where. So if each of the proposed paint samples were to occur at the bottom of each individual page, like so, then it would be very easy for the committee to understand what's going where.
Visualize. Yeah, that's true.
I think that's pretty clear. Try to make it as clear as possible for the applicant. So,
okay. I mean, I think overall it's an improvement to what's there, and I think it's pretty clear the board is supportive of what they're trying to do. I think we just need it to be clarified a little better.
Better presentation. Right. Okay.
So. I guess we need a motion for this, don't we?
My suggestion would do have this be continued to your next meeting, and whether the applicant can, you know, get the plans to us or not, then
okay.
We at least have a place for the next meeting.
Well, I'd then move to I would continue this project with associated comments to be shared with the applicant to our next meeting, if that meets their availability to turn this around in that period of time.
It should be August 9th, right?
And I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So we'll see it on August 9th. All right, that takes us to item H, announcements by members. Anybody have anything?
I just had one announcement. Driving through Old Town yesterday, I noticed that a project that we approved not that long ago, it's on the south side of Old Town, on Hollister. It was that project with the wood siding and the standing seam roof on the corner there. It really turned out great, and makes me feel...
Goodland Kitchen?
Yeah, is it across from the Goodland Kitchen?
Yeah.
So just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I saw that the other day as well.
People appreciate that.
Nice. It occurred to me, though, it wasn't built as proposed, though. It is an improvement.
Noted.
And what did you note how?
Well, I remembered a plaster centerpiece that came out from the facade. I don't think that part got built, but it does appear that. And while I didn't take a close look, Bill, it does appear that it reads as wood. I don't know if they really put up wood on it, but it is an improvement.
Okay, no, anything else? And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you. We're apart. The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss could cloud my